You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
The most interesting thing in tech is Tesla's announcement last night that they've got a pickup truck. And they did a demonstration of the pickup truck, and it's pretty interesting. So first of all, there's the design. Everybody's been talking about the design. It looks like some kind of futuristic spaceship. Who knows exactly what it is, but it looked crazy. I liked it. I don't think most other people did, but whatever. The more interesting questions are, why is Tesla building a truck now? A couple of reasons. Number one, trucks sell a ton in the United States, right? Number two, they sell with really good margins. To a degree, I actually didn't even realize until now, trucks are much higher margin vehicles than the cars that Tesla traditionally makes. And Tesla has been selling at a loss on many of its vehicles for quite a while. So high margins. Two, there are a lot of protective tariffs that protect American manufacturers of trucks. But the most important reason is that electric cars are really good at torque, right? This is why electric cars have such good acceleration, right? If you put the engine in the center of the car, in the center of mass, you can actually accelerate really quickly and you can pull a lot. So having an electric car makes a lot of sense. So Tesla did the demonstration. They had all the people who love Tesla. For some strange reason, they've made the car bulletproof, slightly bulletproof, impermeable to possibly to a sledgehammer. And they said they had made the windows impossible to shatter, which they demonstrated by throwing a metal ball against the window, and the window shattered, which was embarrassing, but actually maybe a good thing because you kind of want your windows to shatter so that if somebody's locked inside the car like a kid, you have a way to get them out. But in any case, I don't really know why Tesla built in that stuff besides the fact that it's cool and masculine and great to have a truck that's bulletproof. The important stuff is it's a truck with really good torque. So is it going to sell? I don't know. Elon Musk is a marketing genius. It looks like a pretty good product. It also looks weird as hell. And I don't know if people who buy trucks are going to buy it. But in any case, another interesting day from Tesla. I will see you on Monday, and I will be driving one.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.